All right, Temple, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page Resh Nun Gimel. We left off on the day before last, right before Rosh Chodesh, with the Mechaber speaking about the idea of sometimes needing to throw away the seichel, sometimes needing to go ahead to throw away the intellect, and to go ahead and just focus on emunah. So he goes on, he says, this is the second to last paragraph, page Resh Nun Gimel, Gan Ha'emunah. This should be, Michael, are there extra svarim in the back? Do we have extra svarim?
Yeah,
if anyone needs, there should be extra svarim in the back still. Okay. Yuharbi Anoshim Toam Mechoshim. Shebishel Asiyas Mitzvah, Mutra Lehem Lichlich Os Oliosim Good. I don't know if anybody needs. Okay, thank you. He says, many people make the mistake of thinking, some people think, Rabbo said, that in the performance of a mitzvah, it's permitted to get angry or to become sad. Meaning, what does that mean? That some people think in the performance of a mitzvah, so, you know, one has the license, one has the right to do whatever they want, whatever they please. Or afilu lahagia lidei pegia b'bnei adam b'shil l'kayim osa mitzvah. Or sometimes people think that they have the right to hurt or to negatively impact someone else in the course of a performance of a mitzvah. Ube'emes, zu'ach v'rak tachbula se'yitzara. So we see this, unfortunately, ma'isim b'chol yom, how people think if they are on a justifiable journey, or if people think that they're doing something that is correct, it gives them the license to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, with absolutely no regard for the collateral damage in their wake. It's whatever, but again, it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, if I'm engaged in a holy cause, I'm engaged in a holy endeavor, by definition, the impact that my actions have on others don't really matter. And again, Mechaber says, just know, that's the Yetzirah. Zu'ach v'rak tachbulas Yetzirah, ha-mislabish b'mitzvos b'shulahach shil es ha'adam ba'averos chamuros b'yoser. And I will say, again, that's just, you know, we've seen this many times before, that sometimes the greatest mechanism of the Yetzirah is not that it tries to get us to sin. Because with this Baruch Hashem are righteous people, so we could sometimes avoid the frontal assault, right? We could sometimes avoid the frontal assault of the Yitzhar to sin. So what the Yitzhar does, Rabbi Osai, is really employ these type of like backdoor measures. You know, the primary backdoor measure, we've seen it before in Gan HaEmunah, this is what the Ramchal starts with in the Shar HaZehirus. This idea, he gets us to be busy. You know, as the Ramchal quotes from Parsha Shmos, where Moshe Rabbeinu comes and wants to free Klal Yisrael. So the Sfarim in general see that exchange between Moshe and Paro as a metaphor for the exchange between us, the individual, and the Yitzhara. So Moshe wants to emancipate the people. Moshe wants to uplift the people. Moshe wants the people to have a life of spirituality. And what does Paro say? If you notice, at first, Paro doesn't say no. What does Paro say? Tichbat ha'avoda. Tichbat ha'avoda. Why don't you work a little longer? Why don't you put some more? Why don't you put a few extra hours in the office, right? Why don't you go ahead and intensify your workload? Now, what's the pshat? So the Ramchal explains very beautifully that very often what the Yitzhara does is he gets us so busy that we have an inability to think about life. And there are people who go through a lifetime, years and years and years like this, working hard, doing very good things, like engaged in purposeful, non-sinful activity. But the difference is I'm so busy that I have no time to think. I'm so busy that I have no time to contemplate. I'm so busy that at the end of the day, I just haven't given any real thought to the nature or trajectory or direction of my life. That's mechanism one. Mechanism two is the Yitzhahara tries to convince me that the ends justifies the means. That if at the end of the day I am engaged in something, quote unquote, that is halig, so it doesn't matter how I get there. It does not matter how I get there. And it doesn't matter who I trample upon to get there. If the goal, quote unquote, is noble, then by definition I could use any means at my disposal to go ahead and achieve it. And that's what he's describing over here. So whatever those means are, I could be mean to someone, I could not be careful with the covet of someone, I could get angry, I could engage in negative midos, as long as at the end of the day the goal is noble, however I get there is absolutely permitted. And unfortunately, again, this causes a person to be nichshol. This causes a person ultimately to fall prey to very serious averos. Tzrichim adas heitiv. A person should know very carefully. Kimo she'asra lignov keseh b'shul lignov bo esrog tilin. Or the kaima mitzvah eza mitzvah acheres. Both say the same way that all of us know that you're not allowed to steal money in order to buy an esrog, to buy a pair of tefillin. We call that mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Everybody agrees with that. So both say there's no machlokes. There's no second opinion. There's no yesh omrim. There's no yesh makilin. You can't steal money in order to go out and perform a mitzvah. Kimokin asr lichos olehis atzev pedreshon and dalid bishil shum mitzvah ba'olam. Because I also can't compromise my midos in order to perform any type of mitzvah. So I can't go out and get angry. I can't become depressed in order to go ahead and quote unquote fulfill some type of mitzvah. Vakas. Who iser chomer barbe yoser migneva? I will say, getting angry is 10 times worse than theft. Kimoshin is barbe divrei chazal. Kala ko is kilo oved avodah zara. Person gets angry, it's as if they worship avodah zara. Gemara Maseches Sota. Va'amru od kol amoda b'avodah zara kilo kafir b'tora. So we'll say, and furthermore, it says that whoever worships avodah zara, it's as if he has negated his belief in the Torah in its entirety. So I will say, if we go right. If we employ the concept, right, that ultimately getting angry is like avodah zara, and we say that if you're modeh b'avodah zara, it's as if you're a kofer b'kol haTorah kula, then what? Then getting angry, Rabbi Osai, is the equivalent of what? Being right? Right, is the equivalent of being kofer b'chol haTorah kula. So I'll say, so if I'm not allowed to steal money in order to go ahead and buy an esrog, Rabbi Osai, because that's mitzvah b'aveira, so how am I permitted to get angry or to take shortcuts with other people's covet or to engage in negative midos for the sake of the performance of some higher spiritual calling? If it's usher to steal, then by definition it's usher to get angry. V'ilu iser geneva afa pishu chomer lo hishvu osu la'avodah zara. So we'll say here what the Mechaber is introducing us to is a dramatically profound concept. We'll see how it loops back to Emunah. What he's saying over here is even in the performance of the loftiest of mitzvos, even in the performance of the loftiest of spiritual goals, one must make sure that the means that are utilized are pure, that the means that are utilized are good, that the means that are utilized ultimately, again, are of the highest standing. Therefore, midos like anger, negative midos, supposed in the performance of any mitzvah, are unacceptable. Gam atzvus, we'll do one more paragraph. Gam atzvus, hi pegam no remote. We'll say depression or sadness is also something terrible. He's not, if somebody chas v'shalom suffers from a clinical situation, that's not what he's referring to over here. A person like that is never struggling with an illness. He's talking about a video that sometimes, again, we just allow ourselves to fall into the clutches of atzvos. Ki ha'atzvos hu sitra achra. This is amazing. I will say, atzvos is also the Yitzhara. Va'akadosh baruch hu some osa. The Ribbono Shel Olam despises sadness, despises depression. What he's referring to over here is that some people think that the way to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to feel down on myself. Right? I'm nothing. I'm terrible. I'm horrible. Now, it might be true. It might be true, but at the end of the day, I would say it doesn't help. Meaning, if I have low self-esteem, or I feel badly about myself, or I think that I'm just a nothing, no one has ever sprung into action by saying, you know what, I'm an absolute abysmal nothing. Today is going to be the day that I'm going to become a something. No one ever says that. When people keep telling themselves that they're an absolute abysmal nothing, I would say generally, they stay in the gutter. They stay in the gutter. That is the negative aspect of atzus. So we'll say this in general, by the way, this is also as an aside, and we'll have to stop with this over here for today, but this as an aside is another important nekuda. Sometimes, and this happens very often in relationships, sometimes when someone we love, so is engaged in negative behaviors and is doing bad things. So we have to be careful. Sometimes we think that the way to go ahead and get them to uplift themselves is how? Remind them of their shortcomings or of their flaws or of their negativity. We'll say, the surest way to keep someone down is to make them feel like 2 cents. If you want someone to change, you want someone to uplift themselves, the best thing is you build people up. You don't knock them down. No one ever gets knocked down and says, wow, my father, my husband, my friend, my wife, whoever it is, just knocked me down, made me feel like a shmata. Now I'm really going to get it together and be better. People don't generally act that way. Instead, when people are beaten down, they generally remain down. What the Mechaber is saying over here is, this applies to the way we think of ourselves as well. If a person has atzvos, a person is depressed, a person is upset, a person feels saddened by their situation, and that sadness, that atzvos has the ability to become paralyzing. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't want us to be sad, depressed, paralyzed people who are so down on our failures and lack of accomplishments that we can't move forward. That in and of itself is a trespass against that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, we'll pick up over here in the middle of Reish Nundal tomorrow, but the idea that the Mechaber is advancing is this idea, the Lichios HaKadosh Hashem, that the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll say, is not just paved with noble goals. It's not just the pshat that I have to have in mind to do all the right things. The mechanisms through which I get there, both the mechanisms that I employ vis-a-vis the other, the midos I employ vis-a-vis the other, and the midos I apply vis-a-vis myself, are just as important as the ultimate goals and aspirations I have for myself. We'll further clarify this and move forward on this concept tomorrow. Mirat Hashem. Shkoyach.